You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 12:33 Central Standard Time, 12 days to the election. I want to give the number out and take calls for the balance of the broadcast, and then right now I'm going to just start going through all this news. But at the end of the day, like I said 10 times last segment, there's already a coup. It's totally illegal. They already tried to take Trump off the ballot. That's totally illegal. Illegal aliens voting everywhere. Hundreds of thousands of people in all the key battleground states, 500,000 in Michigan that aren't even voters. They get to vote. It's all going on. We just have a big, giant, evil criminal cabal with giant central banks that own everything through fraud that just do whatever the hell they want. But at least we know now. At least the general public's figuring it out. And that's why they're so panicked to take us all off the air. And now the Democrat memos have been made public where they're working with the EU, of course the White House says, to use them to shut down Elon Musk. That's a huge scandal right there. The criminal government working with a foreign government, not protecting U.S. companies, to let them unconstitutionally put their tyrannical laws over Elon Musk. It's a war. It's all out. It's going down. And I can look at the globalists, their body language, their statements, their leaked documents, and their public statements. They are scared because we do have the initiative. And if you study that in warfare, that means we're winning. We're turning the tide. We have the will. We have the truth. But that's when the public's starting to wake up. And the enemy will back down if enough people wake up and the enemy sees that. And that means Trump and everybody going, we know you're planning martial law. We know you signed these executive orders. We know you're the ones that want to kill Americans. And when they go, that's outrageous, go, we've got the damn executive orders and the Pentagon thing. Who put this out then at the White House? Who's in charge? See how they walk into the trap? Oh, my God, if I could just get Trump to do what I tell him. But I guess that's the paradox. Nobody can get him to do what they tell him. Well, Dana White gets it. So I got a lot of new clips I want to get to, I mentioned, but let's play that again. Let's play Biden first, saying he's going to fire all civil servants. That's not true. But that Trump's going to kill you with guns. That's the new talking point. And then he's going to have martial law, so we got to lock him up. But they're the ones actually signing the orders and getting ready and saying they're going to have civil war conditions and that they're not going to certify. See, by his own statement, you can show Biden say this yesterday, and then you can show all his surrogates actually saying what they're blaming Trump for. No. We got to lock them up because they're actually doing it, but by their own definition of what you need to be locked up for. Oh, Trump doesn't need to be locked up for all the fake charges and all the made-up garbage. They know you don't buy that. It made him more popular. So now it's because he wants martial law and to kill you. Who wants martial law and to kill you? Well, who's actually gearing up for that? Oh, them. Again, these topics, these issues are so big. I don't know how I cover all the other stuff because it's all symptoms. Symptoms. Symptoms of the disease of the New World Order. We've got to cut through to the general public, and we've got to cut through to our resistance leadership. But it is this broadcast credited by Hillary and the deep state and the Carnegie Endowment and the CIA on record congressional testimony that launched the understanding of the globalist program and, quote, radicalized the Tea Party the last 20 years to give the launch pad to Trump. But he only partially adopted the real stance against the enemy. Now he's fully going to adopt it, and the enemy knows that. That's why they're in panic mode. And I don't say that to, again, say, look how important we are. It's so we recognize that they're scared of what's being said here. Because it's so easy to defeat them if you attack them on their illegitimacy and how they're the criminals and how they're gearing up violence and civil war and martial law and killing the citizens with the military. It's in the damn order put out by the coup group. Trump, well, you're accusing me of planning martial law and to use the troops. I would do no such thing. The troops are great. They don't want that. Why'd you sign this order, and why the Secretary of Defense put this out? And the media will bite on it and attack Trump and say he's crazy when they're the ones saying he's going to do it, and we've got their ass, and now they can't do it. Maybe I just keep repeating this for the rest of the show. Maybe we just get more attention if I just turn the show off and walk off here. This is like my last message. I mean, seriously. You want me just to entertain you? I can play some stupid clips of Kamala and play some funny memes. Hell, I want to do that. I love to joke around more than anybody. But I can't do it while our country and the world's burning down around us. The enemy's making their move to steal the election. It's already happening. I don't know if they'll be successful. And they're preparing to put us into civil unrest and martial law. And they say they're going to have armed uprisings, and they've got the military ready to go to martial law and kill citizens. And then they're saying Trump's going to do that, and Trump's not responding. Oh, okay. Riddle me this, Batman. How is that smart? Well, I know what's going on. Sir, that sounds like you think you're going to lose, and they'll criticize you. Good. They criticize what they're scared of. Oh, look, Trump's discredited. He's talking about child trafficking. No, that's a big issue with people, and it's important to cover. But even if it wasn't a popular issue, you make it one. That's what leadership is. You do the right thing. You don't look at the wind and stick your finger up and decide to go which way it's blowing. Leadership is not about being a weather vane. It's about being a rock. It's about being strong, like a lighthouse out on the end of the pier in a storm, letting the ships know where safe harbor is. All right, let me give the number out. On the open election theft happening in front of us, what voters are seeing in your areas, how you think we respond to this, am I right with what I keep harping on? Israel set to strike Iran. All of it. The new Project Veritas with whistleblowers about little kids with no IDs, babies being handed out to people to be disappeared into the night. I mean, just think about how evil the people are running our government, the UN NGOs that are in control of the government. You go to the border, that's who's in charge. It's on record they're in charge. I mean, just let that sink in. I mean, you think bowing down to these crooks is going to make you safer? People all the time say, Alex, don't scare people. They won't be politically active. I must be misjudging people. You are scared of the evil people to the point of not standing up against them when that ensures they're going to come for you? Because they like hurting people. They like making you poor. They like brainwashing your kids. They want to kill you. They just killed 30 million people with poison shots. The only action is to get informed and speak out against these people and block them every way you can. We're fighting for our lives. And you don't do that playing patty cake. All right. Ugh. Just the suspense, the epicness of the moment. My God. Just watching it unfold in front of me. And for so many people, because that's why people are different since radio and TV. It's a well-known sociological phenomenon that in the 20s, people start getting radios. By the 40s, everybody's got a radio. You don't sit around listening to grandma and grandpa or the neighbor talk at dinner about what they actually saw and did, or read a book or a newspaper. You listen to somebody on radio. Then you watch somebody on TV. Now everybody puts the TV dinners around and you watch that. And so to the general public at a subconscious level and an unconscious level, this is all like a dream. This is all like a TV show everybody's watching. And it's really interesting. Wow, it's scary what's going on. Did you see this? Did you see that? Except it isn't a movie. It's real. But people still can't get that urgency because they can't handle it. And I guess I knew about this so early on. I've been fighting it so long that to me, it's just completely unthinkable not to take action against this. I mean, how do you become conquered? How do you roll over to horrible, evil pedophiles? How do you submit to this and turn your destiny over to the worst people in human history? How? Why? Well, a lot of you, because you can't handle it. It's just like, yeah, it's going on, but I just can't. I just hope it all works out. Or you say, well, what do I do? Well, there's no magic button you go push and it all fixed, but there's a lot of ways to get the word out. There's a lot of ways to speak out. There's a lot of ways to support. Are you getting five people to vote? Are you supporting this broadcast? That's the most hardcore on target there is. Are you going to thealexjonesstore.com? Or are you going and giving money at the church that does absolutely nothing in most cases but sit there and pacify people? Are you protesting in abortion clinics? Are you not feeding your kids GMO food? Are you asking God what you should do? That's the most important thing. Pray to God. God, what do I do? Tell me. God will tell you. In different ways.